blood, there are humans and aeons. The two races coexist to maintain a balance. You see, Viela is not only a world, it is a life force. Viela only survives as the human race does. Naturally, Viela is the protector of human life. Aeons have a challenging life to live. Their purpose is to serve as protectors of Viela, to defend her from those who intend to inflict harm. But humans are often the cause. Their violence and hostility pains Viela. Humans fear Aeons. They feel threatened because Aeons are superior in every way, born very strong mentally and physically with great power of sorcery and premonition. These differences have created a division between humans and Aeons since the beginning. There were once four orphaned Aeon children who lived in a far-off meadow. Abaddon, Cecil, William, and Zyra were siblings. Cecil was like a leader to the others. They looked up to him for his unmatched combat strength and abilities. William was a kind soul with great compassion. He embraced his life purpose to protect Viela and even humans, hoping that one day they might accept Aeons. William was very close to his sister Zyra. At an early age, the children knew their brother Abaddon was troubled. They did their best to show him love and acceptance, but he always felt like an outcast. Over time, Abaddon progressively grew further apart from his brothers and sister, especially William and Zyra. They were his opposites. Abaddon abhorred humans, secretly desiring the extinction of their race. It was a tragic night. Zyra had wandered into the woods alone. Humans approach her full of hate and fear. As they corner her, they bear weapons. She fights, but there are too many. The brothers discover their sister's body. William is horrified. Abaddon sheds a tear. Cecil is enraged. He searches for Zyra's murderers. Cecil can smell the smoke from their torches. They stand 100 strong. A thunderous storm erupts as Cecil speaks. "As you have taken the life of my sister, now prepare for death." They charge him. Cecil raises a single hand. 23 warriors are cursed, and they bleed in agony. Cecil unsheathes his scimitar, and the others cower before him. He is magnificent and glorious. He is their executioner. As they bury Zyra, William takes it the hardest. He is paralyzed by misery. That next morning, Abaddon tells William a tale about an enchanted velvet ribbon that lies within a labyrinth. He says the ancient ribbon has the ability to restore life. Abaddon warns William that there are great dangers within the labyrinth. William disregards this warning. Obtaining the ribbon becomes his only objective. Into the night they travel. Up ahead is the labyrinth. Only William enters. Evil consumes this place, torture and death at every turn, and magical charms that deceive the mind. There is no beginning or end. For hours he searches, the walls haunt him, but he is determined. William perseveres through every challenge. He spots a celestial glow in the corner of his eye. The ribbon. But a great fiend guards it, large and grotesque, a carcass consumed by fire. William does not fear death. The fiend attacks, but William is too fast. They battle into the night. William thinks of Zyra, and it gives him strength. The fiend is mortally wounded as William strikes him down. But he does not finish the fiend. Instead, he reaches for the ribbon. The ground begins to shake. The fiend shouts, "Who is it that dares take this enchanted velvet ribbon? Surely you desire death." William replies, "My brother has sent me here to retrieve the ribbon. I will use it to restore the life of my sister." The fiend laughs. "The ribbon does not restore life. It only brings death. You have been betrayed by your brother. Now here shall you die." The labyrinth begins to collapse. William's heart sank. Is Abaddon capable of such things? William is crushed as the labyrinth falls apart, his lifeless hand clutching the ribbon. That night, Cecil has a vision. He sees the destruction of the labyrinth and the death of his brother. Cecil has had these premonitions before. He mourns the death of William and Zyra. Abaddon snatches the ribbon out of William's dead hand. He does not feel the same remorse as he did for his sister. As he holds the ribbon, a feeling of ultimate power courses through his veins. Abaddon's form changes. He is godlike now, a monstrosity. Deformed, despicable, titanic, murderous, an angel of the dark, a remarkable abomination. As he departs, many aeons are drawn to him, and he inherits a great army. They admire his greatness. The ribbon has revealed to Abaddon his conquest to rule over Viela. Viela senses the evil that has taken place. Many aeons come to her defense, but their efforts will be in vain. Abaddon cannot be stopped. He kills thousands, both humans and aeons that refuse to show their loyalty. Viela's army approaches and a great battle takes place. They attack Abaddon with all of their strength. Abaddon erupts with laughter as he is not injured. He summons a storm of meteors and the army is slain. Abaddon builds a great temple where he rules over all. Viela is helpless as his power continues to grow. Cecil pulls William from the labyrinth rubble and buries him next to Zyra. Suddenly, a piercing light from the sky shines down upon him. A voice speaks, "Do not be afraid. I come to you in a time of great need. Biela has sent me to you. You have a sacred purpose of which you know not. It must be revealed. There was once a great Aeon battle. The dark Aeon Jareth wielded a mysterious ribbon that gave him godlike power. Biela sent an Aeon army led by Enlorsha the Valiant to defeat Jareth so that humans, Aeons, and Biela might live. But they were no match for the power of the ribbon. In an act of desperation, Enlorsha channeled all of his energy to destroy the ribbon, knowing that it would cost him his life. He and Jareth were both killed by the selfless act, but the ribbon remained, evil and powerful as the day of its conception. Biela created the labyrinth as a tomb for the ribbon to seal it away forever, making it so foul and treacherous that no one should ever dare to acquire it. Your brother's tremendous hate for the humans has led him on a search for absolute power. Jareth appeared before Abaddon in a dream. He revealed to Abaddon the existence of such a power. Abaddon began to ponder ways of obtaining the ribbon, but no human could ever survive the labyrinth. Knowing this, Abaddon sent your brother. He knew William would go after the ribbon if he thought it would save Syra. That is why Abaddon led humans to murder your sister. Cecil is furious. Until now, he was unaware of his brother's role in this. Cecil, Biela has chosen you to deliver us from the evil of the ribbon. You cannot defeat your brother as you are. He is godlike. You must find the village of the elders. They may know of a secret that can vanquish the power of the ribbon. The village is hidden by magic to protect the elders from intruders. Not even Biela knows its location. Good luck. Biela's messenger disappears into the light. Cecil's journey begins. The world has become a terrible and dark place, infested with evil Aeons who serve his brother. But Cecil's power is great, second only to Abaddon. Cecil is angered by these Aeons' loyalty to Abaddon. His life was in shambles from the doings of his own brother. He searches Biela, encountering many Aeons that hide from Abaddon. They tell him ancient tales of the enchanted velvet ribbon. It was said that the possessor of the ribbon would inherit power of the gods. Long ago, a very powerful Aeon created the ribbon with extraordinary but very dark power. Before the reign of Abaddon, the ribbon was not a threat because it was hidden within the bowels of a very dangerous and terrible labyrinth, never to be obtained. Many strong had quested for it, but they would not find it, nor would they return to speak of it. Some were lost in the labyrinth forever and starved to death. Others lost their mind and took their own lives. Those brave enough to challenge the labyrinth and acquire this ribbon would be crushed beneath the weight of stone. They all wondered how Abaddon was able to obtain the ribbon and survive. Cecil is reminded of William. That night, Cecil has a dream. He sees his parents for the first time. His mother communicates a message to him from beyond the grave in the form of song. It was a beautiful melody, filled with passion. She shows Cecil the path to the village with her melody. His parents warn him of the dangers ahead, and that he must clear the darkness in his heart if he wishes to save Biela. Cecil reflects on his past actions of vengeance. As his parents begin to fade, he reaches for them. But the dream comes to an end, and he awakens. Cecil comes across a deserted wasteland, overridden with a thick fog. He enters, but cannot see. Hours pass. Cecil is lost again. But he begins to hear the melody his mother sang to him, faintly. It seems to be calling to him. Cecil follows the melody for several minutes as it becomes louder. In the distance, he sees light. He has found the village of the elders. Cecil is greeted by Elder Aeons, who live in this secret village. One of them speaks. "We have been expecting you, Cecil. Biela has revealed to us your calling. There is an item called the Blade of Enlorsha, which you must obtain. We are the only survivors who know its location. The sword wields a brilliant light. You cannot match the power of the ribbon without it, but be warned. You will be challenged beyond anything you can imagine. This is not a test of brawn or magical power. It is a test of your soul and your mind. If you succeed, your reward will be a sacred blade that could save Biela. If you fail, you will perish. Take these words very seriously. We will guide you to the cave, but then you must face these trials on your own." Cecil enters the cave. He is surrounded by mirrors. As he travels deeper into the cave, he sees his sister. Cecil's heart is filled. He runs to her, but she is gone. Further ahead, he witnesses William's bout with the fiend and the destruction of the labyrinth. He watches as Abaddon shamelessly takes the ribbon from William's hand, as his body lies there, crushed. This angered Cecil, but they were only false visions seen in the mirrors. It was fortunate that Cecil did not act upon his selfish urge for revenge. The cave is full of trickery. Death awaits those who walk into the direction of one of these blight reflections. These reoccurring images of tragedy and despair, the mirrors invite him, their fiction blinding his reason. Each time, Tissa forgets his purpose and has to restrain himself. Clearly, the magic of the cave exists to destroy those who are not meant to acquire its secrets. Only the pure of heart can survive the trials within and be worthy to wield Unlorja's blade. Deeper into the cave, Sissel begins to lose his mind. He contemplates suicide, but he regains himself. Sissel presses forward, and the visions become progressively worse. He sees his sister again, further ahead. She is alone in the woods. They surround her with weapons in hand. Sissel witnesses the killing blow. They laugh as her corpse lies there. Sissel falls to his knees and finds Syra in his arms, his hands stained with her blood. He can smell the smoke of their torches, so desperately he wants to kill them. Sissel cries. He allows them to escape. Sissel rises to his feet, victorious. Suddenly, a blinding light shimmers off of a blade, hovering within a column of light. Sissel reaches for it and has a feeling of invincibility. A voice speaks from the blade. I am Unlorja. You have obtained my sacred blade. I once cast out the darkness that your brother possesses. It cost me my life, but my immortal soul continues to live within the blade. The ribbon has extraordinary power. Through it, Jerris' followers were connected to him even after death. They sought to find and kill those who protected the secret. This has been the calling of your bloodline since the Great Aeon Battle. Viela was at peace for many centuries. The ribbon became nothing more than a myth. The last protectors of this blade were your parents. They intended to pass the responsibility onto you, but they were killed by followers of Jerris when you were an infant. You were taken into hiding with your siblings. It is ironic that your brother Abaddon now wields the ribbon as Jerris once did, and that you have been chosen to stand against him. The mighty sword is drawn to you, as you have proven yourself in the trials of this cave. Even the gods shall be cut if that be your will. You must confront your brother and defeat him. But be warned, this blade does not guarantee your safe return. Your final battle will be your ultimate challenge. If you fail, Abaddon will leave this world in ruin. Sissel approaches the temple, this awful place where he must destroy his brother. He notices two pillars that appear to be alive, festooned with snakes. Foul creatures move along the exterior of the temple. Sissel enters. He recalls a place very familiar to this, the labyrinth. He had seen it in his dreams, as he had relived William's last moments many times before. But this place was far more terrible. It crawls, the walls bleed, lost souls torment him, servants of Abaddon roam the temple in search of blood. These aeons cast hexes and curses to destroy Sissel, but they are no match. He quickly cuts through them. Sissel encounters a mighty hydra with diamond armor. The heads snap at Sissel as they desire his flesh. He simultaneously beheads them all and calls upon a massive blaze to scorch the remains. Sissel enters the lair of Abaddon, who sits upon a dark throne. Abaddon speaks, "You have made it far, brother, though your efforts are in vain. You cannot stop me, for I am divine and terrible." Sissel's reply, "I will not kill you out of vengeance, but alas, you must be destroyed for the sake of Viela. Prepare yourself, brother." They lunge towards each other, lightning fast. Sissel is thrown across the chamber, dazed. The power of the ribbon is unimaginable. Abaddon prepares to finish Sissel. He extends his arms to the side and claps his hands together. A force is generated that delivers a crushing blow to Sissel. He vomits from the incredible impact. Sissel continues his attempts to dodge Abaddon's furious attacks, but he is already finding it difficult to stay alive. Abaddon tears through the ground with his bare hands and hurls a massive stone at Sissel. The huge rock barrels into him and he loses consciousness. Abaddon attempts to rip the blade from Sissel's hand using magic, but he is unable to wield it. Frustrated, Abaddon mutates into a form more revolting and hideous than before, growing many appendages shaped to impale. He begins absorbing the strength of aeons. Sissel awakens. The blade returns to his possession, and he feels rejuvenated. Abaddon calls upon the elements to finish Sissel. Sissel shields himself with a sword. He is not injured. Abaddon penetrates Sissel's mind with ungodly spells. Sissel has visions of William and Syra dying by his own hand. But he snaps out of it. He begins to realize the true strength of the blade, learning magic and other abilities comparable to that of the ribbon. Sissel randomly teleports throughout the chamber and confuses Abaddon. He finds an opening to attack. Several of Abaddon's extra limbs are severed. Abaddon is devastated as the blade faces him with mortality once again. Enraged, Abaddon summons a massive tidal wave upon Sissel. successful counters with a spell that freezes the water. As he strikes the ice with his blade, it shatters, forming splinter-like shards that pierce Abaddon's flesh. Abaddon is hurt and begins to grow tired. Cecil strikes his brother relentlessly. Abaddon falls to the ground, defeated. Cecil plunges the blade of Amlurja into the heart of his brother. The death of a god. Abaddon changes back to his regular form. The ribbon lies there beside him. Cecil picks out the ribbon and cuts it with the blade of Amlurja. There is a burst of wind and the ground begins to quake. The blade and the ribbon pieces begin to dissipate. Suddenly, a glowing entity appears, Viela's messenger. Cecil, you have fulfilled your destiny and saved Viela. We are forever in your debt. Viela offers you a wish. What is it that you desire? Cecil thinks for a moment. He desired to be with his family. Cecil's name became legend on Viela. He had saved an entire world from destruction. Humans and Aeons had finally developed a mutual respect and acceptance for one another. Cecil, William, Syra, and their parents all looked down upon Viela and smiled.